You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in to CHGO Bulls Podcast, presented to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download their app and be sure to use promo code CHGO when you sign up. I am Matt Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls underscore Peck. This is my guy, Big Dave Watson. He is at BOW, B-A-W-L Sports. Our guy, Steven, filling in for Joey today on the controls, producing.
Clickety-clack.
Clickety-clackety.
Point out, well, first of all, let's look at the shoes here. Can we get a close-up of that, Steven? Just a quick shot on my guy, Matt, there. You don't have to move him, but can you put a close-up on him? Just a shot? You know what I'm saying?
New Jays, part two.
Part two, man.
Hey, man.
Part two of the Matt Peck change. There you go. That's good enough. He can put his foot up. That's good enough. Like, put that foot up. Check that out right there.
Oh, these are clean.
Yeah, those are nice. Ooh. Those are nice. Crispy, clean, no caffeine right there.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. But don't sleep on what Steven is doing over here, sir. See, this is not a mistake. You see, he's got the light
sky
baby blue on.
Sweater.
Yeah, the baby blue. But
with
you
the baby
kicks.
Blue Nikes.
You see the Nikes. You see the kicks.
I think everyone's pointed that out today. Yeah, I did it on purpose.
That's true. You did, sir. That is not a mistake.
I got like a North Carolina aesthetic going on right now.
Well done. Respect. Well done, sir. We enjoy that. We enjoy what you're doing, sir. Well done.
Do I also have a pair of blue and white Jays that
I'm going to
be bringing in sometime
I'm say you do.
In the near future?
I'm going to say you do.
Yep, probably.
All right.
Hostess Junior in the comments, Joey No Show.
Joey No Show.
Added to the list of nicknames, y'all. Joey No Show. Oh, man, that one's going to drive him crazy. What's going on, y'all? Bulls have the night off tonight. We are here hanging out with y'all. We gave Will the night off. He's been working like a crazy person since he got back.
This is a fact.
Stateside. So we figured we would take today's show as an opportunity to talk a little bit about All-Star stuff because we got some new names, some new lists as far as All-Star weekend coming up in a few weeks, and then also continue on the trade deadline talk. We're going to do two more editions of Bullish Bullshit today, talking about other trade rumors involving the Bulls that have been flying around the NBA Twitter sphere. So that's all up ahead on today's show. First, real quick, shout out to our friends at Goose. We just, Dave and I each, cracked one of these new pale ales from Goose. No plans.
Yeah.
Tasty time pale ale.
Matt, you doing anything?
No plans.
Like that. Like
no
that.
Plans. No delicious. Plans.
Delish. This is very good. I'm going to say this is very, very good. Nice finish. You know, real crisp. No huge bite to it. When it goes down, very smooth, man. Good, great job. This is a really
delightful
good job.
Goose Island beer sitting on our coffee table right now.
It's just awesome, man. This is an awesome thing to do. It really is. This is an awesome thing to do.
Johnny said, if the Bulls trade Caruso, I will throw all my hats, curl up into a ball, and cry.
Aww.
Hold that thought. We'll get there.
Wait a minute.
Probably not surprising to most Bulls fans, the NBA announced the players that have been selected to participate in the All-Star Weekend Rising Stars Challenge.
Yes.
No young Bulls players were on said list.
Aww.
It's G League players, it's rookies, and it's second-year players.
Yes.
Our producer, Steven, here popping up that list of names for you that the NBA released yesterday. I mean, you usual suspects that you would expect to see between second-year players and rookies.
Yeah.
Basically, it was going to be, you know, is Dalen Terry going to make this game?
Right.
No.
No.
You know, he's barely played any minutes his rookie year. Ayo Dosunmu could have been the other qualifying player on the Bulls roster to make this selection, these honors. he's having a tough year. We've been talking about it. We talked about it in pregame last night. Not a big surprise to see the Bulls blanked out of this Rising Stars Challenge this year, Dave.
It's not a surprise. I was wanting to debate it when I first saw the list come out. Because, I knew none of them were going to be on there. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to see if there was a debate to be had. And I'm just, especially the sophomore list I was looking at. I'm like, well, maybe Ayo has a shot because he's the starter. Mm-hmm. He's the starting point guard for the team. But then I'm looking at who's on there. And I'm like, can't put him over him. Nope, can't put him over him. Can't do it like that, can't do it like that. And plus, if your team isn't winning, then you have to be shining. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so those teams that aren't winning, you know, Houston, those guys like that, you know, when they're putting those guys on the team, those guys are still putting up numbers and putting up highlights. So that's why they become part of that Rising Stars Challenge right there. But Ayo, he was there last year because he was balling out and the Bulls are winning. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why you got there. But you're not winning this year, so it doesn't really connect. And, you know, we talked about it even yesterday. His assist numbers and things are a little lower. Mm-hmm. But his points are up, so we thought that might be a shot. But not surprising, you know, not surprising at all, man. Hopefully it's more fuel for the fire.
There you go. Scott in the comments pointing out, not even Carly Jones of the Windy City Bulls being selected because there was that list of G League players. That's the other thing that I think is interesting about this. Well, a couple things. First of all, so they selected a handful of rookies, a handful of second-year NBA players, and then some G League players. Mm-hmm. The G League players are going to be their own team in this mini Rising Stars tournament that they're going to do.
Oh.
Which instead of just the Rising Stars game, which for a while was just like the rookies versus the second-year players, and then remember for a couple of years it was Rising Stars America versus Rising Stars International, which was really cool. Right. I liked those. Right. Now, it seems like this trend the NBA is on, whether it be the play-in tournament before the actual playoffs, or what's right around the corner, this midseason tournament that Adam Silver is trying to sell NBA fans. It seems like NBA fans are on the fence about it. But along those similar lines, they're going to take this Rising Stars challenge and turn it into a mini tournament with smaller rosters that play these games. There you see the format there that Steven put up for us. But so the coaches are going to draft from the pool of first and second year NBA players to make their own teams.
Yeah.
But then the G League team is just the guys who play in the G League. It's weird. It's like part of it's drafted and part of it's just like, oh, well, the G League guys, you all play together. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, well, it's exactly that, man. You're in the G League.
You can't mix the G League players and the NBA players?
No, you don't. No, there's a difference. There has to be a hierarchy here. So, like, you've got to let them know, hey, you're not here yet. You know, you're over there. We want you to be here. Maybe you take this as some inspiration, but you're not here yet. You're still representing the G League, and I hope they take that personally.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the guys on the G League say, you know what, we're going to go bust your ass just for that reason right there. I really hope that happens.
So I believe Jason Terry has been tabbed to coach the G League team.
Okay.
University of Illinois star Darren Williams
is
one of the other three coaches.
Shout out.
And then two familiar faces for Bulls fans from back in the day are the other two Rising Stars Challenge coaches.
There's one.
My new best friend, Joakim Noah.
Correct.
Will be coaching one of those teams, as is his former teammate, Pau Gasol. I love this.
I do too.
I love, love, love this. And it probably doesn't even need to be said. I have never and will never have a higher rooting interest in the All-Star Weekend Rising Stars Challenge than I will this year. Team Joakim is going to mop the floor with the rest of the losers participating in this game, in this tournament. He's taking it all. He's playing for keeps. Player/coach, get a jersey. Get out there, Joe. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
He's just excited. First of all, I'm excited to see what he shows up in. That's my first one. I don't know what he's going to wear. Is he going to say, you know what, I might want to rock a suit, but, you know, no tie or something like that, some traditional. Am I going to show up in my Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat jacket? He could do that as well. There are several things Joakim Noah can do. I'm very interested to see that. But I like the fact that these are two former Chicago Bulls. And Pau Gasol, you know, I feel was very underrated, you know, with the numbers and things that he did.
All-Star?
All-Star.
All-NBA selection?
All-NBA. Yes, correct, sir. All-Star and All-NBA. He balled out when he was here in Chicago. And they didn't think it would work with him and Noah, but it worked really, really well for them in that. And got his first ever triple-double here while he was here with the Chicago Bulls. He did that as well. So I'm interested to see that. Love Pau Gasol, man. And Pau Gasol's connection to Kobe also. You know what I mean? All of that beautiful connection coming together. Darren Williams, you know, his connection to Illinois. You know what I mean? Jason Terry just being Jason Terry, the Jet. That's our connection to Sabine, which connects back to us. So it's all, you know, comes in and connects, man. And I like it. I like it a lot. And you're right, Matt. Seeing the coaches did kind of change some things for me.
Yeah.
I did kind of say, you know what? I'm going to watch this a little differently now. I kind of want to watch this a little differently.
I like this. Mm-hmm. I like it. And I like that they're going to draft these players to play smaller teams a couple of shorter games. So I think there's like they're going to face off in semifinals.
Okay.
And they're going to play to 40.
Okay.
And then the winners of those semifinal games are going to play in a championship game to 25.
Okay.
So, you know, the NBA continuing to play with how they deal with scoring All-Star Weekend in various competitions.
Right.
You know, they added the Elam ending to the All-Star game itself a few years ago. NBA fans seem to enjoy that added stakes involved that way.
Yeah, they nailed it.
I like a lot of what the NBA is doing to try and mix up All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
You know, here we are around the corner from the Pro Bowl in the NFL, and meanwhile, still nobody cares. Nobody cares
they
about the Pro Bowl.
They don't know what to do. Now it's flag football.
Yeah.
Now they're going like, you know what? Flag football for you, man. They don't know what to do with the game. They have no idea. I still say just send them dudes to Hawaii.
Right.
I still say that. Like, just send them to Hawaii. That's the real thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's the real reward for making the Pro Bowl. It's just send them to Hawaii. Let them do whatever they want to do, man. If they're going to play, all right, fine. Nobody's going to watch the game. But let them be in Hawaii, all right? Don't send them to where you're playing the Super Bowl at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, nobody cares about it. And then you move it to the week before the game. Nobody, we don't care. Nobody cares, man. But I am intrigued about flag football.
Yeah.
Because that intrigues me for some reason because I need to see it because it could be okay. Or it could
Pro Bowl wanted to make a tackle anyway.
Yeah,
so
fair.
It's like, all right, well,
fair.
Why am I going to risk hurting myself in this game that means seriously nothing?
Nothing.
Just the week between the conference championship game and the Super Bowl.
Correct.
My
man.
Season's over.
Right.
Why are you going to drag me out here, make me put on pads?
Yeah, and then you just ensure that nobody in the Super Bowl is playing.
Right.
In the pro, like, that's why I don't
and
like.
And all football fans tuned out because it was a garbage product.
Correct, man. And that's why, guys like my man Huntley becomes a Pro Bowl quarterback throwing only two touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't do this. Shout out to him for making it, though. I ain't taking that away from you, sir. But two touchdowns. Whoa.
Scott saying I'd rather watch the NFL stars play ping pong, a ping pong tournament than attempt at a Pro Bowl.
You know what I did used to like?
Hmm.
When they would have those challenges.
Yeah.
Those QB challenges.
Yeah, those
stuff.
Were awesome.
Yeah,
like,
wasn't that
with,
cool?
You know, like targets for the quarterbacks
man.
To throw into.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I loved that so
Which,
much.
Like, I think those were more interesting than the NBA skills challenge. You know, the one where it's like, okay, we're going to do a dribble up and down the court,
right.
Weaving through a couple of cones.
Right, right.
And then, like, you know, a chest pass into a net.
Right.
Like, come on. The skills challenge, by far, the worst part of All-Star Weekend. It's so dumb. So dumb.
Yeah, man. That's the only failure. They can't all be winners, all right? Mm. You got to have some duds out there. But, you know, it's about the three-point contest and the dunk contest. And
also,
we'll see how it goes.
Still heartbroken that, I know he's nursing that knee injury now, but before he got hurt, I cannot believe that Javonte did not get more traction for the dunk contest.
Yeah.
That man should be in the dunk contest. Derrick Jones Jr.'s already won.
Right.
Zach LaVine, two-time champ.
Yeah.
We got all these amazing dunkers on this Bulls team.
Yeah.
Put Javonte in.
Put him in.
The cowards.
Why not, man?
A couple of other names quasi-tied to the Bulls in this Rising Stars game, Dave.
Okay.
Bulls, brief legend, Mac McClung. Currently playing for the Delaware Bluecoats of the G League.
Kong
has
Kong.
Been selected to be a part of that G League roster.
Yes.
And there you see at the bottom of that G League player list.
You see it.
Scottie Pippen Jr.
Shout out to him, man. Hey, that's really big, honestly. That's big for him to go ahead and
I mean, the
that.
Lakers have been decimated at certain points throughout
Correct.
The season where he's been getting, like, actual minutes for them.
Yeah, man.
The Lakers are a little bit healthier now.
A little bit.
So he's, you know, been spending more of his time down in their G League affiliate. But it's just, I mean, it's awesome to see Scottie's kid getting some tick in the NBA, trying to fight his way up to that Lakers team. Also, just like those of us who were around to watch Scottie play, you're like, oh, goddamn, I am old.
Yo, but
Harper's kid too.
Yes, and also my guy who I'm rolling with, Kenny Lofton Jr.
Dude.
Or AKA Jen Zebo.
It's like, man.
You like that, Steve?
What if Zion ate more carbs?
Yes.
I love that, dude.
But still with all the talent.
Right.
You know what I mean? I love it. You know I'm about to rolling with the big fellas.
Surprisingly flight of foot. For a dude that size.
Yes, man.
He's got great footwork.
That's right, man. We light on our feet sometimes. Shout out to all the big fellas hooping, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. But yes, I am rooting interest in my man, Jen Zebo, doing his thing out there.
Phil Connor saying, Kenneth Lofton Jr. about to go goblin mode. I mean, that is a thick dude.
He's not small. And I'm telling you, can't make this without being good.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? So he's still an issue, man. So shout out to him, man. I'm definitely going to be watching and rooting for him. I hope he balls out.
Right.
I really do.
Scott asking, how is Scottie Pippen Jr. a junior if his name isn't spelled the same? Mm. Little piece of trivia.
Oh, hear him.
They actually misspelled Scottie Pippen Sr.'s name.
Correct.
He was Scottie with a Y, and they made a mistake and spelled it with an IE, and it just never got corrected.
Yeah, because he's from Central Arkansas, and then like part of 14 children dealing with parents that he had to take care of. The least of his concerns was his damn name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to give me money? All right, fine. Call me whatever you want. I need to get this situation better.
Right.
That's what that is, ladies and gentlemen.
Or on draft night, he was Scott Pippen.
Scott, he sure was.
Scott.
He was Scott Pippen. It's true.
Does not sound like an NBA player.
It's true.
Scott. I mean, we got a Scoot coming up in this next draft class.
Scott.
I'm trying to. Okay,
it's like a published
Scott.
Author or something. It doesn't
exactly.
sound right.
First you have name, the latest works of
first
Scott
name
Pippen?
Dennis, last name Scott.
Yes.
I'm like, can you think of a first name Scott in the NBA?
I remember.
Presently or past?
I remember Scott Hastings, and
okay.
he was terrible.
Yeah, bad. Real
he
bad.
Was, he was not good. You know what I mean? But I remember him. Like, Scott, hey, I think he's doing commentary right now. He's a funny guy.
Scott in the comments saying, well, that's why I never made it.
Yeah, that's why,
tough
Scott.
Break, man. Blame
yeah,
your,
right.
Blame your parents
Scott
for
Skiles.
Naming you. Oh, Scott Skiles.
Scott Skiles.
Bulls head coach.
Former Bulls head coach. I can't
current
stand
record holder for most assists in a single NBA
there's
game.
No record I hate more than Scott Skiles having the record of most assists in a game.
But, also,
I dream of it getting broken every season.
His name being Scott and him being a white guy with male pattern baldness when he entered the NBA is the only way you can have a Scott in the NBA. That is the only way.
That's why he was angry all the time. He played with a chip on his shoulder, man.
True.
He really did. He played with a chip on his shoulder.
Stand them. So cool to see the NBA doing more fun stuff with All-Star Weekend activities. Unfortunate that the Bulls won't have any representatives in this Rising Stars tournament, but the
coaches.
We got Coach Powell.
Come on.
We got Coach Joakim.
Best friend.
Ah!
There's visual proof.
I hope we can bet on these Rising Star tourney games.
Oh, Steven?
Throwing.
I think we can.
We can?
I'm throwing all my money on Team Joakim. Team Joakim gonna rake. I don't even know. I don't even care who he drafts. That's the other thing I'm curious to see is what kind of players Joakim.
Yeah, that I mean, is a good question.
He's going to be like, shooters? I don't need shooters.
Right, right, right. Who's got heart? You know he's taking Kenny Lofton Jr.
Oh, you know
you
it.
You better believe he's drafting Kenny Lofton Jr., it. Dog. If he gets the opportunity to, he wants that dude.
Oh, no, he can't because he's
I know
on
he
the
can.
D-League team.
He's going to try to work some Joakim magic and get that dude, man.
Execute a draft night trade.
Right,
while he's drafting players from the NBA
exactly.
pool of talent.
Exactly. He's going to have Tibbs on the hotline, you know what I mean? Like Tibbs on FaceTime. What do I do, coach? Play. You're playing.
Jeremy Sohan from the Spurs. You know Joakim's going to have his eye on him.
Yeah, great point. He's going to be looking at him.
Scotty Barnes.
Jose Alvarado. Oh, yes.
You know Joakim loves some of the defensive gimmicks that Alvarado's pulling out there.
Steven, put the list back up there for me with the players. I want to get a good look at this again. Let me see this again. Paolo, I think he'll go for.
Yeah.
Jay Nivey, I think he'll go for too. Keegan Murray, he will not go for Jabari Smith Jr. Absolutely
probably not. Oh, Evan Mobley.
Evan Mobley.
You
oh,
know
yeah.
Joakim loves Mobley.
Bones.
He's
taking Bones. He's going for Bones. I think he'll go for Quentin Grimes.
I was
going
to say, get a little New York on
yes,
his team.
Yes, correct. And he likes the name Grimes. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Grimes.
Sounds like Grimes.
So I think he'll go. Oh. Jose Alvarado.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. He's going for Jose Alvarado. My God. Absolutely right, man. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting and fun. I can't wait to watch it. It's going to go down.
Dude, Monster Atomic Mutant Lakefish with another NBA Scott.
Scott Burrell. Yes.
Scottie Pippen's teammate.
Scott Burrell.
NBA champ, yes. Scott Burrell.
Oh, and Jordan, Michael Jordan footstool. My Dude. Goodness, the disrespect of Scott Burrell. I remember Scott Burrell when he played, I believe, with the Nets. And he was just an athletic guy who, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, that's all he was. He was athletic. And, you know, he came to the Bulls, you know, and he was strong-minded. That's all. And that was his biggest trait.
In that Last Dance playoff run in 98, mm-hmm. when the Bulls faced our pal Kendall Gill and the New Jersey Nets.
Shout out.
Scott Burrell had a monster game in game three to close out that series.
He did.
Monster game.
I mean, you know he's showing his kids that all the time.
Oh. Pfft.
Every chance he gets. Do I got to show you the video? Do I got to show you the video? Scott Williams. You're right.
Scott Williams.
Another Bull champ. Three-time champ. Big off the bench for the Bulls, man. That's before your time there, Steve. That's before your time. Before your time, man. But Scott Williams was a big – he was an important piece to the Bulls player. Yeah.
More important than Scott Burrell.
Yes, he was. Yes. More important than Scott Burrell because he actually left and got paid in the NBA when he left. He went and got a check. Yes, he did.
Both Bulls champions, though.
Yeah, man. Both Bulls champions. Can't take that away.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, we're going to dive into some of this trade talk, y'all. Bullish or bullshit is around the corner. Today's episode of the CHGO Bulls Pod brought to y'all by our friends at ComEd, right, Big Dave?
ComEd, energy efficiency programming, y'all. It's committed to helping families and businesses in the communities we serve save money and energy. ComEd offers free facility assessments that can help find energy-saving opportunities, whether it's lighting, HVAC systems, commercial kitchen equipment, or industrial processes. I am that kind of guy. An authorized engineer will work with you to develop a detailed assessment plan specific to your goals and your needs. These can be done in person or virtually and last approximately 2 hours. Within 3 to 4 weeks, customers will receive a report detailing energy efficiency projects that they can start working on immediately. Each recommendation will include estimated energy cost, cost savings, projected cost, potential incentives, and simple payback. So do not wait. Get started saving some money and some energy today. For energy saving tips and to schedule your free facility assessment, go to comment.com/poweringbiz. comment.com/poweringbiz. If you're ready to sign up for your facility assessment, just give them a call at 1-855-433-2700 during normal business hours to speak to a ComEd Energy Efficiency Program representative, or email businessee@comed.com or request an assessment online on their website at comed.com/facility-assessment.
While we're reading you all these ads, do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up button if you're watching along with us on YouTube.
Like it.
Shout out and thanks also to our guy Eli in the comments with the super chat. Also, there is a poll up from our producer, Steven, asking y'all who you think is more likely to be traded, Alex Caruso or Kobe White. We're going to talk about trade scenarios for both of those players coming up next.
Well
so
done, Steven.
Cast your vote in that comment poll if you haven't already. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, After Hours Luke saying, can't you put a poll option up of all of them? Trade the whole team. You want the Bulls to pull LeBron? Trade everyone. Everyone?
Everyone.
Today's episode of CHGO Bulls also brought to y'all by our friends at DraftKings.
DraftKings.
NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NBA and our official betting partner at CHGO.
Yay.
This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly.
That's some money.
Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get one of their no-sweat same-game parlays every day.
Mm.
Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a same-game parlay on any NBA game. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get a free bet back.
Free.
That is a no-risk same-game parlay.
No risk?
Huge odds for great rewards and zero risk. What's to lose?
That's the dream.
Literally nothing.
Come on, man.
Do it.
Now.
And it is a DraftKings Pick of the Week Wednesday.
Ooh.
I'm looking at tonight's NBA slate. We got a pretty cool doubleheader on ESPN.
Pick.
We got two East powerhouses, Celtics and Nets, going at it.
That is
And then we got Suns-Hawks in the late slate.
Meh.
No idea what's going on in Hawks Suns. Both of those teams are schizophrenic as hell.
True.
I'm looking at Celtics Nets, Big Dave.
Yeah.
Celtics, yes, they have a few more wins than the Nets.
Yeah.
And they are at home.
Yes.
They are given 9 points to the Brooklyn Nets in this game.
Interesting.
9.
Interesting.
That is a huge spread between two of these teams that are two very good teams.
Okay. All right.
I'm taking the Nets plus 9.
Oh. He's doing it, y'all.
I mean, it's plus 9.
Steven, you agree?
You could even get that money line at plus 320 right now.
Oh.
That's some good value. Is someone injured? What's the deal with that? That seems like too good.
Simmons is out, I believe, tonight.
He doesn't score
for
anyway.
For the Nets today. Yeah. But, yeah, it's like, oh, okay, so you're not getting his 2 missed free throws? Cool. KD's playing.
Yep.
It's a KD versus Tatum showdown.
Oh.
Looking forward to it. Should be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Take the Nets plus 9. Or... like Steven said,
I just hit the
make bet button. I saw it. Was that money line or spread?
I did the spread.
There you go.
The spread.
Okay. I took the safe route.
Feel extra daredevil-y, just take the Nets money line. You're going to get great odds there.
Daredevil-y is now my favorite word.
That's your DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week.
Well done.
Don't forget that promo code CHGO when you sign up.
It's right there. This one.
That
right
one.
Here. Right here. Right there.
I never noticed that the code was there. I always see the DraftKings decal up in the corner, but I never know. It's right there.
Right there.
Why do I even have to say it?
You don't have to say it. But we want to hear you say it.
It's true.
It's true.
All right, y'all. It's time. More rounds.
All right.
Bullish or bullshit.
Boom.
Where we talk about trade rumors, trade hypotheticals, trade proposals that are flying around NBA media as we get closer and closer to that trade deadline. Yeah. It is February 1st today. February 9th is the trade deadline.
On the way.
A week from tomorrow.
Yes.
We are getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty, man. We're almost there.
Woo-hoo.
Almost there.
So these two trades we're going to talk about are two of the ones that were discussed by our pal, Willie Go Gottlieb.
Shout out.
In his recent column on allceshow.com. Go give it a read.
Yes.
Where he took a bunch of different trade hypotheticals tossed around in the last week or so and lent his thoughts on them. We're going to lend ours on them now. The first one we're going to take a look at involves Coby White and the Phoenix Suns and their disgruntled hustle man, Jay Crowder.
Okay, let's see it.
So this was proposed by Matt Moore of the Action Network, who actually said it wasn't just, hey, this could work.
Mm-hmm.
He heard that there is some talks going on between the Bulls and Suns about this very trade or something with the parameters of this very trade, Coby White for Jay Crowder.
Okay.
Now, our guy Will the Goat made note in his column that unless the Bulls want to go into above that luxury tax line midseason, which you know they don't want to do.
They do not.
The Bulls would have to add another player to that trade for the sake of salaries and keeping themselves below that luxury tax line.
Okay.
So Will said Coby White and Andre Drummond. Maybe the Suns could find the use of a backup big in addition to getting a guy like Coby White, a solid get-hot shooter off their bench.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who has ties to both Cam Johnson, his former teammate,
and
Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. The Wow Bro friends and Chris Paul, his mentor.
Ooh, great point.
So there's a lot of reasons to see why the Suns might like this deal.
Yes. Yes.
I looked at this and said, and the Bulls want Crowder for a half season rental. Why?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why?
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 Hey. It doesn't make sense. You get Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder is how I talked about Alex Caruso. He is somebody you get when you're ready to win.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got everything lined up and you're ready to make a move. I don't care if you're talking about a deep playoff run or NBA finals. He is the guy that you get when you're ready to do those things. He's not the guy you get when you're rebuilding, when you're just trying to figure out who the hell you are. You don't get a guy like that because he honestly will cause havoc. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not here to lose. You know what I mean? And I'm not mad at him for feeling that way. You're not here to lose. So, no, there's no way I would make this trade. Like you said, you pointed out, it's great for the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome for the Suns. Coby White, you know, like around your mentor, you're going to get better. Around Cam Johnson, you're going to get better. You're around people who you know got your back. You're going to get better. It's just a thing of life. That's how it works like that. And he's going to be with a straight-up coach like that. And my man, Monty Williams. You know I love me some Monty Williams, man. When I saw him do with Cameron Payne, I think he can do anything. So I know he can turn Kobe into something serious. And Kobe would have a opportunity to even thrive more because I don't think that relationship with Chris Paul is going to last past this season. Mm-hmm. I think that's on the decline right there. So it works for them, and that's great. It does not work for the Chicago Bulls at all. It is a moot point to me. Like, you don't go get Jay Crowder and bring him into a mess. You have no idea what you're doing.
Just to play devil's advocate, you could say, okay, this Bulls team definitely is lacking in toughness right now.
Yeah,
Jay Crowder is a tough player.
He is.
He is, when his shot's falling, a legitimate two-way player.
Yes, he is.
When he's stroking that three confidently.
Without a doubt.
And that quality, versatile, defensive player that he is.
Without a doubt.
He is a two-way player, and the Bulls don't have a lot of those.
Absolutely true.
So in that regard, it makes sense. But again, mm-mm, he's on an expiring deal,
ding,
and is about to be an unrestricted free agent in the summer of 2023. That's a half season loan, and then trying to keep him if you decide you want to keep him.
Right.
We got some people chiming in the comments saying, Monster Atomic saying, boo, no, don't want him.
Okay. No, he's good, but it just wouldn't be a good move for the Bulls.
Right. Ostis Jr. saying, I don't want to sacrifice Pat's playing time for a rental Jay Crowder. King pointing out, not a great trade because the Bulls lack shooting and you're giving up basically your second-best three-point shooter in Kobe White, which is something that our guy Will pointed out, record, the GOAT, not in favor of this trade.
Yes, he is not.
He said so in that column. Mm-hmm. And he also pointed out, and I think that this is definitely something that Bulls fans should keep in mind, even if the Bulls get to the end of the season, having kept Kobe White, hypothetically, let's say they don't trade Kobe, they keep him, he finishes the season here.
Okay.
He will then hit restricted free agency,
okay,
at the end of his rookie deal, right? Okay. The Bulls could then decide, we want to offer Kobe a modest, young vet deal to stick around,
right,
maybe a two-year deal or something like that, or maybe a 1-1 or something like that. Or we could see if we can get something for him in a sign and trade as a restricted free agent.
Okay.
Which is what they managed to do with Lauri Markkanen
exactly
a year ago.
Exactamundo, man. Like, that makes more sense. Because even with the Lowry trade, you walked away with something. You know what I mean? You're like, okay, well, I got something out the deal. Obviously, Lowry has played above, the heads. But that wasn't it wasn't going to happen here. He had to go home. But again, he went to Cleveland first. You know what I mean? So, again, it was okay to do. But, no, you don't trade him for a Crowder, an older Jay Crowder, who's, again, brings a toughness. We know what he can do as far as skill. That's not the reason you don't want Jay Crowder. Of course you want him for that. But like I said, when you're ready to win, and if you're like you're going to have him a year after this, then I'm like, okay, that's when it makes sense. That's when you add these kind of pieces. Not when you're trying to figure out who you are and trying to get yourself back to 500. That will not work because Jay Crowder is not about that life. He's sitting out now on a Phoenix Suns team.
Has not played all season.
You know what I mean? And they're a good team. He's sitting out now for that. You think you're going about to come in here and play here? No, not going to happen, man. No. So, no, I wouldn't do this. Don't do it.
Johnny pointing out Crowder having not played all season. He's not going to play because he wants to start, and I don't see him starting for us.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just create more drama. That's not what we need. And that kind of goes along with what somebody else in the comments was saying, which is like, hey, man, if bringing in Crowder on a rental, like, try it out basis for half a season comes at the cost of Patrick Williams' minutes,
yeah,
I will be marching on the United Center
yeah
with a torch and pitchforks.
I agree.
How dare you?
I want more.
Do not. That is one of the things that I am trying to, like, get in the right frame of mind. If the Bulls front office does decide this ain't working, to some degree, let's blow this up and sell off a couple of their veteran pieces.
Yeah.
One of the things that I will be okay about is that meaning a larger role for Pat and seeing what he does with that in the last 30 games of a season.
Correct.
I don't want to take some kind of mid-season trade and have it mean a lesser role or a shrinking role for Patrick Williams. Because if this core of DeMar, Vooch, Zach has reached the end of the line, Patrick Williams turning into a better player than he is now, should be a crucial element to whatever the hell comes next, at least in my opinion.
Oh, it's the number one thing. If this, like you said, if this is the end of the big three and we're finished with that, then it starts with Patrick Williams at the end of the line. That's who it starts with. And I was just having this conversation because I was watching that dunk over and over and over again today. And I said, you know what? I want him to have more. I want more touches. I want more touches for Patrick Williams. That's only going to come, you know, if you decide to blow up this team mm-hmm. and get him like that. But I'm like, I'm comfortable with that if it means the Patrick Williams development. That's right. That's it. If it means his development, getting more opportunities, getting 20 shots a game, getting all that, let's see what he is, you know what I'm saying, when he has nothing else around him. He has to do it for himself. Mm-hmm. We saw it one time, and he balled the fuck out. Mm-hmm. But I want to see if he can do it on a more consistent basis. But that's only if they decide to do that. If not, keep doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, bringing him along, letting him learn, and doing right. things like that. But nothing should be a detriment to his growth. Right. Nothing.
So I was actually DMing back and forth a little bit with our guy Espo from PHNX Suns. Shout out to him.
Flex.
About the rumors going around between Bulls and Suns and Jay Crowder and Kobe White. And, mm-hmm. you know, he was asking, like, what's your take from over there? And I kind of told him how I felt about it, which is like, look, Crowder's a pouty face sitting out over there in Phoenix. Hasn't played all season. And I understand why this would be great for the Suns.
Sure.
You deal with that drama problem and say goodbye to it.
Correct.
And bring in a guy in Kobe who can be a great role player for
you. No, he can shoot them threes.
Yeah.
No, that's what he
exactly.
Do. So, yeah.
Something else that Espo said was, yeah, I also don't see it making a whole lot of sense from the Bulls side of things. He said, something else I see as a possibility is maybe the Bulls being involved in a three-team trade involving Phoenix and team fill in the blank. He also mentioned the Bucks specifically.
Okay.
As maybe the Bucks and Suns being, it's crazy, as teams that faced each other in the finals just a couple years ago, maybe helping each other out to try and tweak their rosters before their respective playoff runs.
Yeah.
But then maybe the Bulls could be involved as a you know, a third team. If they are the third team, it doesn't probably excite Bulls fans all that much because it probably just means that they're helping to facilitate in some way.
Right.
It doesn't even, you know, get your motor going any more than just being like, no, I don't want Jay Crowder for Kobe White. Like,
yeah.
Bulls fans are looking at this next 7 days to say, are we going to do something or are we not? And is it going to put this team in a better direction for moving forward?
Yeah, that's it.
If it means punting on the rest of this season, we can, I think, for the most part, make peace with that.
Yes, we can.
If we believe that the trades that are made set them up to be in a better position
Correct.
For next season beyond.
Correct the mundo. That is what it's about. If you're going to punt on it, that means they're going to have some picks here. That means the development of Patrick Williams and Daylon Terry.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. And we're for that. You know what I'm saying? If we're like, we're okay with that. And also it means you got a draft pick and a couple of them coming up as well to help build this team up. So, yeah, that's when you take that punt for sure.
Drew is in the comments saying, I only want Cam Johnson from the Suns.
I take him too.
Cam Johnson would be nice.
Yeah, he'd be nice. Over 40% shooter from three, yeah. Absolutely, and people were down on him when they made that
right
and everything. I remember it well.
And then that way I could keep wearing my Wild Bro shirt.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It all comes
full
back.
Full circle.
All comes back,
full
guys.
Full circle.
It will always come back to Peck.
Speaking of which, well, first done. Members of Bulls media to uh-huh. talk to Kobe White after he was drafted by the Bulls on draft night. These idiots right here.
Right here.
These idiots right here.
First ever interview, sir, with Kobe White. It's the truth, Steven. It was true, man. It was awesome. He was just looking at us. We're looking at him.
Yep.
And it was cool.
And we tried making like a Shaq and Kobe joke to him. Because if you recall, the Bulls had Shaquille Harrison on their roster at that point.
He was not feeling it.
He didn't feel it because he probably didn't know who the hell Shaq Harrison
was. What the hell? I'm from North Carolina, brother. I just came out of here. What are you talking about? Who are you
talking? My God.
But he did choose White Sox over Cubs. I asked him Cubs or White Sox. He chose White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll take that from him. So, but yeah, we did it. That's history. It happened. Ha ha.
That's the thing that happened.
Shout out Bulldog.
All right. So there that was some rumblings and rumors from Matt Moore of the Action Network. He did also make note as a final thought that those talks that he reported the Bulls and Suns were engaged in at some point in the very recent past have cooled somewhat and are not ramping up, but have stagnated.
Mm.
Maybe because the Bulls were like, no, we don't want Jay Crowder for Kobe White.
All right, we're good.
Sweeten that deal a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Sweeten that deal.
Yeah.
Speaking of sweetened deals, Bulls are asking a lot for Alex Caruso. They have made that known.
They have made it known.
We are going to talk about another Alex Caruso trade flying around the NBA rumors circles. Coming up next after this quick break from our friends and sponsors. Guess hit what? That thumbs up button if you're watching along with us on YouTube while we share words from said friends and sponsors.
Steven!
Yes?
What time is it?
Game time. Hoop!
That man is a professional.
I love that. I can always get that one. You just keep tossing me the softballs. I'll hit them out of the park for
that's
you.
That's it. Hey, man. That's what they're supposed to be. Softballs supposed to be destroyed.
Home run derby, baby.
That's it, man. That's what it's supposed to be. And go see you a home run derby by getting that game time, sir. The hottest new ticket in sight that makes it easy ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. Have you ever dreamed of seeing that seat you thought you never could? 50-yard line courtside behind home plate. Floor seat at the concert. Metallica. He's gone. It's possible with the Game Time app. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found on the seats you thought that you could never, ever buy. You won't find better deals this season to go see the beloved Chicago Bulls. And just like here at CHGO, created by the fans and for the fans. So if you love CHGO.
And I know you do.
Hey! That was a no-look. And he got that one. That was a no-look on him, man. Well done, sir. Then you'll love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description. That is after you hit that thumbs up right there and show us all of your love. And join the 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and scored the best seats to all your favorite events. Because, Matt Peck, what time is it?
Game time. Who?
You.
Yeah. What are the other wonderful ways to support us at CHGO?
Mm-hmm.
Is to become a CHGO diehard.
Yes.
Check the hoodie.
Check it.
With the patch.
Look at the flex.
That's a diehard patch.
Yes, it is.
Because I'm a diehard.
That's it.
You should be too if you aren't already, because it comes with amazing perks.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a shirt, any shirt, from the CHGO merch locker when you sign up, and that one is heading to you free with a little extra care package of some of our dope stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on your coffee table, on your beer fridge, in your living room. Put them on your laptop.
Little sprinkles.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a discount, a membership discount every time you shop in the CHGO merch locker for
every
our shirts,
time.
For our hoodies, damn, everything, every awesome. Time. Also discounted prices on all of our public events
wow.
where we hang out with our fellow Chicago sports fans.
Wow.
Tailgates for the Sox and the Bears and
yes.
our takeovers.
Yes.
We got the Blackhawks takeover right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
We got another Bulls takeover coming up later in February.
Yup.
Follow, stay tuned on that. We got details to follow.
Keep the eyes peeled.
The members only Discord, members the CHGO only. Lounge, aka.
Mm.
But yeah, perks on perks on perks on perks, plus
perks on perks on perks.
Some of that high quality journalism from our credentialed reporters across all of our Chicago teams. Some of their stuff has come down from behind that paywall. We save the best of the best for the stuff that is diehards only.
Yes.
There are a million reasons to be a diehard. I just listed them for you.
One more reason.
Come on with it.
If you already are a diehard, tonight the Cubs have their happy hour. So
that's
they're
going
to be talking to everyone. 8 p.m. tonight. If you're diehard, check out the link.
Boom. Yes. Strictly
Hang
for
the
diehards. The
Cubs crew.
Yeah, man.
The Cubs happy hour.
Be in with the crowd,
I
y'all.
Bet they're going to be drinking some delicious Goose Islands for
that
Cubs happy hour.
I saw Stucky bringing some home with him.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's ready.
He ain't got no plans.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
One beer and Grandpa Stucky's ready for bedtime.
Hey, he ain't got no plans, though. He has no plans, baby. Zero.
Go to that website, allchgo.com. You will see at the top of that website, it will tell you, become a diehard. Click it. Enter your info. And start getting deals on deals on deals. And the best content from us at CHGO.
Yes. Ooh, such a great deal.
Ooh.
It really is a great deal.
Speaking of great deals.
Okay.
Do we think this is one?
Come on with it.
This
Segway
one.
Segway
pack. Hey. This was suggested by The Ringer's NBA reporter, Michael Pena.
Hello, Michael.
In one of his recent pieces of work. The Bulls send Alex Caruso and Andre Drummond to the New Orleans Pelicans. In return, the Pelicans send the Bulls Jackson Hayes, young big man.
Uh-huh.
Kyrie Lewis Jr., young point guard.
Yeah.
A 2024 top four protected first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And a 2024 second round pick that is actually currently owned by the Pelicans that used to be the Bulls from the Lonzo Ball sign-in trade. So it would be getting their 2024
right.
protected first
right.
and their own 2024 second back from the Pelicans. The Bulls would also get about $1.5 million in cap relief in that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just start here. We can talk about these specific pieces.
Okay.
We heard from multiple different sources and reports that the Bulls are looking for two first-round picks from Alex Caruso, setting that price high to see, hey, you want this all-defensive team stud for your playoff team?
Elevate you.
Elevate your offer. I think I might like the idea better of instead of two firsts, maybe a first-round pick and one or two pieces of young talent that's already in the league and might be looking for a change of scenery.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, Big Dave. When trades are getting flown around and these first-round draft picks are being treated like freaking gold.
Yeah, true.
So many of those picks don't amount to what people put on, put like the value that people put on them when we are debating these hypothetical trades.
Right.
I know that Jaxson Hayes and Kyra Lewis Jr. have not had the starts of their career that they would have hoped for and that the Pelicans probably would have hoped for, but something that is tangible, something that I have seen, to me is easier to place value on than something that I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. Like, put a wrench in, you know, my hand, you'll get nothing. I don't know what you're going to get out of that. You know what I mean? Right, it was screw. I might be able to tighten some things for you. You know what I mean? You give a wrench to a person who actually knows what they're doing with building and things like that, you might get gold out of that. You know what I mean? And that's the point. You know what I mean? Like, some of these picks is just fool's gold. It's if people don't know what they're doing, they just have these picks and don't understand. But as far as this trade, I would absolutely do this.
Yeah?
I would 100% pull the trigger bullish. On this. I am bullish on this. I am down for this. It's the fact that, I like Jaxson Hayes. I always have liked Jaxson Hayes. Two, where are we struggling at right now? We're struggling at the point guard position, you know, having one in like that. Kira Lewis Jr., you bring in a young guy. What is he, 21 years old?
Yep.
Bring him in. Let's see what the kid's got. Let's see how it goes. Man, he's, what, 3 years in the league? Let's try him. I believe both of them are restricting free agents after the season, after two qualifying offers, right, to both of them. That's the only I don't know about this for me. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that was 1 year. I don't know. You know what I mean? Because if you ball out, then you'd be asking for more money. You know what I mean? It might become that kind of issue. That's the only thing that kind of lends me to kind of push away from it. But I still would do that. The 1.5 in cap relief. That's another awesome thing for the Chicago Bulls. You know they like saving some money. Come on now. And the two picks, you know, getting the top four protected pick, you know, is awesome. But also getting one in that same year, in that second pick, that was yours anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Getting those picks back. Honestly, I make that deal. I do this deal, man. And I know you want more for Alex Caruso. And you probably could. And if you can get more, you get those two round picks like you did. That Knicks offer we talked about, yeah, you do that. You know, do that deal instead. But if you're like, this is what I have left, and you can take Andre Drummond with you, come on, man. I'm not against any of this.
So it seems like we have some, you know, lukewarm differing of opinion from people in the comments as far as whether or not they like this trade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling too warm in that Pels trade.
Fair.
Jeff Rocks, meanwhile, saying the upside of picks is you don't even have to keep them. You can collect them and package them and send them somewhere else for a player you really want.
Shoot it and kaboot it.
There you go. You know, maybe the Bulls, if they get a first-round pick in 2024, can then turn around and swing that if they want to trade into the first round of the 2023 draft, assuming they have to send their pick to Orlando
because
they are not going to land in that top four if the lottery doesn't go their way.
Something tells me that's true.
It's very possible. The other element that I'm honestly surprised that no one in the comments has brought up yet that I remember when I was doing a little bit of my, you know, background on Kyra Lewis Jr. earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
He had that ACL, MCL injury last season.
Right, he sure
and
did.
Missed the first part of this season coming back from that injury.
Mm-hmm.
And then once he came back, I want to say mid to late December, he has really struggled to fight his way back into the Pelicans' rotation.
Very good point.
That's not to necessarily say that he's a bust.
Right.
But what the Pels have right now, the way that Jose Alvarado has ascended to being as important as he is.
Took his job.
And that the Pelicans' backcourt seems to be pretty much planted as is.
Mm-hmm.
He had that injury. He can't fight his way back into that rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Bulls fans, it's like, okay, we're dealing with this with Lonzo, and you really want to maybe take a swing on another young guard?
Yeah.
A young point guard.
With a knee injury.
Coming off an ACL?
Yep.
Are we really talking about this?
But the difference is that might work in your favor of him being a restricted free agent then. You know what I'm saying? That might work in your favor. If that's the issue and the injury. With Lonzo, it's different because you're tied in. You're locked in, you know what I'm saying, to that contract. With him, doesn't work. There's an out. You still have an out with that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, if it comes down to that, I don't know, man. I like Jackson Hayes a lot. I liked him when they had him.
I
enjoy Jackson Hayes.
Coming out of the draft, and I have honestly been surprised to see him fight to find his footing on that Pelicans team.
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing a ton of minutes.
Not a ton.
He's a former top-10 pick himself.
Yeah, that's correct.
Number 8, right, in that 2020 draft?
I believe so.
I thought it was 9, but either way.
Was Lewis what, like 12, 13?
He was 13.
13, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, like, you got two high draft picks, you know what I'm saying, on the team. Jackson Hayes fighting to find that room. I mean, you got Valanciunas, you know what I'm saying? Like, balling out, doing his thing.
Yeah.
Like that.
It was 8, by the way.
It was 8. Right on. Look at Steve flexing over there. But
no, I said 8. He said 9.
Oh, he said 9.
I got it wrong.
Matt Peck, let me give you yours, sir. It's the shoes. But, yeah, man, I just like the way he plays. I just like the motor that he plays with.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he had a game this season against OKC when he had like 21-6
yeah.
off the bench. You know what I mean? Like he's had flashes of those kind of things. And if you're going to be letting him go, and you've heard Markay and Will say this, if you're going to let Caruso go, then let everybody go.
Right.
So I'm kind of looking at it from that angle. If it's a blow-up situation, then I want young people. You know what I mean? I want young talent to come in here with these guys, and let's see what we got. So he'll have a chance to start immediately. You know what I mean? If he comes in here, he won't be worried about a backup with Tony Bradley. No, he'll come in and have a chance to start and compete. So I don't know. I like it, man. I like it.
So Jackson Hayes, now in his fourth season, he was part of that 2019 draft class, is playing his fewest minutes per game in his fourth NBA season.
Mm-mm-mm.
He was at about 17 his rookie year, then 16, then 20 last season. Mm-hmm. This season he is at just over 14 minutes per game.
Mm.
29 appearances, most of which are coming off the bench. You know, I mentioned Valanciunas doing what Valanciunas do.
Doing what he do.
I loved so many of the parts of Jackson Hayes' game when he was coming into the NBA.
Man,
when he was
it's part nice. Of
the draft class, like,
nice, man.
Especially when you see this Bulls team kind of lacking in athleticism in that front court.
Yes.
And you're like, okay.
Correctamundo, sir.
Could this guy help us out a little bit there?
Yeah.
He's
got goon about him.
A little bit more info on Kyra Lewis Jr. You mentioned his contract situation.
Mm-hmm.
The Pels did exercise their club option on him on that rookie deal for the 23-24 season.
Okay.
So he is under contract for $5.7 million in 23-24. And then will be a restricted free agent, as you mentioned, in 2024.
Right. So what did the GOAT have words for us on this?
Yes. So the GOAT on this particular trade proposal said he thinks the Bulls say no, and he would too.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "While I'm sure the Pelicans would be salivating to consolidate fringe rotation players for Alex Caruso, neither Hayes nor Lewis are particularly intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
The Pelicans are on the rise. Low-end prospects and a pick in the 20s doesn't cut it for Alex Caruso."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is why he thinks that is not good enough for the Bulls and why the Bulls would say no. It's also, I think, why he would say no if he were in the Bulls front office's shoes.
Yeah.
And, again, it is for some Bulls fans, it might be hard to wrap your head around the Bulls putting that high of an asking price on Alex Caruso.
Mm-hmm.
A first-round pick with light protections on it. Pelicans probably aren't going to wind their way into the top four.
Right.
So it's probably a pick that conveys
yes.
in 2024.
Correct. You need it.
And two young players
yeah.
that have potential and might just be players in that category of young player that needs a change of scenery
yeah.
to find the role in which they can blossom. That's a lot. A first round pick and two young players seems like a lot for Alex Caruso.
And not only those roles, Matt, roles that you need on this team. You know what I mean? You need the role, the things that they do. You need them on this team, and that's the other key part of this, man, along with the youth, along with all those things.
Right.
They play positions that you desperately need. Seriously, you need it.
But, you know, so it's interesting. If the Bulls are going to field these phone calls and at least engage in preliminary talks,
okay,
they should be, especially with Caruso, who was such a valuable piece for playoff-bound teams, on a very team-friendly deal and under contract for a couple more years, you set your asking price at more than what he's worth.
Yes, correct.
so that you absolutely can negotiate right to something that you feel is fair.
Shoot for the stars, but land on the clouds.
That's yes why all of these reports are flying around that the Bulls are asking for 2 first-round picks for Alex Caruso.
Right, right.
We're talking about other rumors where the Bulls are like, oh, yeah, we'll give you Zach LaVine for 2 firsts in 27 and 29 and Russell Westbrook's expiring contract.
Right.
And we're talking also about Alex Caruso demanding 2 firsts. That's just a little perspective for you there. A
little bit. A little bit.
Like, serious NBA talking heads are talking about Zach LaVine for 2 firsts in 27 and 29. And we're also talking about the Bulls demanding 2 firsts for Alex Caruso.
Come on, man. Something's got to give. Something's got to give.
That's wild. That is wild.
Something's got to give on that. And also, it moves Alex to another conference as well. You know what I mean? Like, I would like him to not be at the Eastern Conference anymore. I think that would be helpful. Because we talked about it with the Knicks and the trade they offer. I mean, I would make the trade, but I would not be looking forward to playing the Knicks, you know, all the time because of Alex Caruso. Let's move him to a whole nother conference. Let him deal with that over there. We've done our time with the Pelicans. We had to worry about that. I don't have to worry. I'm not concerned about the Pelicans making a run to the NBA Finals this season. Not this season. I'm not concerned about it. So I'm like, I'm okay.
Right.
I'm very comfortable with him going to that team. You know what I'm saying? And helping them. Like, he's going to help them a lot for sure. But I'm comfortable with what the Bulls could get in return, man. I really am.
And Jeff Rocks brings up a good point, too, saying that the Bulls might be one of the few teams who are actually selling at this trade deadline. So that means there could be a bidding war for Caruso.
It's true. It could be.
That is something that if the Bulls are smart and decide, hey, we're going to seriously consider trading Caruso, right, and that's step one of blowing this up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Engaging in lots of talks with lots of different teams to see if they can get a bidding war going.
Right.
Look what Danny Ainge did with Utah.
Woo!
Everything that they got for Gobert and Mitchell collectively.
Woo!
Every team out there in the NBA that's playoff bound right now,
yeah,
and saying, hey, we could use a little defensive punch and an energy guy off our bench. You want Alex Caruso? Because he is about the best damn version of that in the NBA right now.
Yes, he is.
Give us an offer, and we'll tell you whether or not it's the best offer we have so far.
Come on, hand it over.
I can't remember which one, but one of the reports said that there are at least a dozen teams calling the Bulls about Alex Caruso right now.
I mean, you need to be calling more. 24 hours, 7 days a week. How bad you want it?
Chill
out.
How bad
you trying to win?
You got a base.
You got a base. How bad you trying to win out here? You want to go deep in the playoffs, don't you? You want to do this? Well, then you got to give it up to get it, man. That's all we're saying. You got to give it up to get it. Hand it over.
Par Junior Sports saying, it just depends on how desperate these other teams are to get impact players. And that kind of goes back to what you were saying before.
Yeah.
About whether it's Jake Crowder, whether it's Alex Caruso. It's like those are, you know, the bright shining rims on the tires.
Right, correct.
And the last piece you're adding.
Right.
Exactly. Juice we ride.
Exactly.
And it's like the Bulls right now. Right now, the Bulls' engine appears to be kaput.
It's trash.
And the transmission's about to fall out.
You know what I mean? They need brakes, man.
You know, like that. Going over a speed bump. So, those teams that feel like they are one piece away between now and a week from today, we just need to make a couple of moves or one big move to get that one piece that this roster is lacking. To make a legitimate run at a title this season.
Yeah.
Those teams swing.
Yes.
If they see that guy as that missing piece.
Yes.
And apparently, according to reports from all over the league, a lot of teams are eyeing Alex Caruso as that piece right now. And I know it would probably upset a lot of Bulls fans to see him go.
Sure.
It would break certain hearts. Shout out to our guy Jimmy at UK Chicago Bulls. I know he is a diehard Caruso fan.
Loves him.
He is not the only one out there.
Loves him.
Because you see what this dude does for this team.
You see it often.
Which is why, if the Bulls are going to entertain those calls, you set that price high.
Up there,
set
baby.
That price high.
To the tippy top and land on that cloud.
Tippy top. Everything you got.
That is it. We are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. Hope you enjoyed more installments of our Bullish Bullshits.
We
will do at least a few more of these between now and a week from tomorrow.
For real.
We should probably also do like a live trade deadline show.
Ooh. That sounds like a thing.
We should talk to Jake about that.
I think so.
Because the Bulls have a game that night.
They do.
Have the game the night of the trade deadline.
Right.
But we should probably just double show that day.
Ooh, double show.
Deadline show, pre
double
and post
show.
Game show. Triple show. That's a triple show.
That's a triple show. Double dose.
we will be back tomorrow.
Three show.
As will the Bulls, back in action, taking on those pesky Charlotte Hornets who beat them last week.
Maybe that's the other game. Yes. Okay. I was talking to Cody. I was like, there was another trash team they lost to outside after Indiana. And
hard,
I couldn't remember.
Hard to keep them track.
That's what it was.
Hard to keep track. There's so
freaking
many.
Freaking Charlotte Hornets. Oh, my God.
Brooms. Six first-round picks for Caruso. I like where your head's at.
Deal.
Give us all of them picks.
Let's go, OKC. Hand them over. Hand them over.
We will be back tomorrow for pregame. The Bulls continuing their homestand, game two of four consecutive at the Madhouse, which means 7 p.m. tip, which means pregame for us starts at 6:30 Chicago time. We will see you there. In the meantime, you can follow us and hit us up on the Twitter machine, Bulls_Peck. Bow.
Bow.
BAWL Sports. We are CHGO_Bulls. Shout out and appreciation to our producer, Steven, for rocking with us today.
Professional.
We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night. Enjoy the NBA doubleheader tonight.
Yeah.
Take them Nets +9. Tip off of that one right now. See Red, be good.
Happy Black History Month.
Hey, shout out to Greg. CHGO Tat.
On the arm?
On the Hark Show.
It's insanity.
What?
Shout out.